Any other news we want to report on? Anything about you going on? Everything good with you?
Nope.
Before I move to college football?
Nothing to talk about.
All right, anything else we need to know before this game Sunday? What we will? Well, I guess the main question too: will Cam Hayward be out there?
We'll see.
Certainly expecting Cam to play. Cam doesn't play a lot in team development over the last several years. My job is to get him in and out of La Trobe, and I've done my job. And so there are no reservations about his participation or his readiness. I'm sure he's chopping at the bit.
Good morning, everybody. Today, a really important day in Steelers land. Historically, Cam Hayward, during the regular season, speaks before practice on Wednesday. And because this is week one, I would not expect Cam Hayward to get the Veterans Day off. Thus, the practice report will tell us whether or not Cam is actually out there and practicing. Now, Adam Schefter said on Monday on the Pat McAfee show that it's going to be intriguing to see whether or not Cam Hayward is out on the practice field Wednesday, which is today. And Cam Hayward on his podcast said, we'll see, when asked if he'll play this weekend. Today's rubber meets the road day, and thank God for that. We'll get an answer one way or the other. Do we think that Cam Hayward plays on Sunday? 412-928-9370. Doran, you think Cam Hayward's going to play on Sunday?
Yes, I do. I do. But I don't know if it's because he gets some money moved forward. But I don't. I think at the end of the day, yeah, Cam wants more money, and he wants to be compensated for what he did last year. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I know Cam Hayward and the type of football player he is, the type of mentality that he hangs his hat on, and that is a team guy. So he's always been like that, and I don't think that's gone away. Now, I know that there's a lot of business that goes in with football, professional football. You want to get that settled, but at the end of the day, it'd be hard for Cam to sit on the couch or to sit in street clothes and watch TJ Watt and watch Jalen Ramsey, watch Aaron Rodgers, watch all his teammates go out there to battle to try to get towards that goal, which is probably winning a championship this year. Even though you don't believe that they're going to win a championship, that's every team's goal. I don't think that Cam is capable of standing there and watching that happen while he is, you know, has something else going on.
I'm with you. I think he's handled this entire thing terribly. And I love Cam. How do you not love Cam? Probably a Hall of Famer. Multiple time All-Pro. Walter Payton Man of the Year. Now what, 11-time team captain? He's a tremendous human being. He wishes he's played better in playoff games. We all wish he'd play better in playoff games. It's not an only Cam Hayward problem, but he's one of their best players. I throw all this on the front end to say, Cam, you better play, my man. If he doesn't play, we asked this question, what, about a month ago? If Cam Hayward doesn't play, I do think his legacy takes a massive hit around here.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to remember the last thing. Like Bill Belichick, I think, is going through that right now.
Yeah.
You and I had that conversation well back when, too, about Bill Belichick. And I don't know that I believe that anything that happened in North Carolina would really change his legacy. I think I'm wrong on that. I think if Bill Belichick goes out there and they go like 3-9 while his 24-year-old girlfriend's stalking the sideline, I don't know that that's a footnote in his career. I think that gets mentioned frequently after he retires. Cam Hayward, if you have said all you want to do is win playoff games, you tell Rodgers if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler, that's my pitch, and then you don't play, man, that's a terrible look. And I feel like he's gotten bad advice this entire time, or maybe he's ignored good advice this entire time, because I think he thought whenever he had his initial press conference that Steelers fans, the court of public opinion was going to be on his side, right. And my word, has that not been the case. I heard Starkey speculate about this yesterday. I heard the PM guy speculate about this yesterday. Was Cam being flippant on his podcast when he said, we'll see? Was it kind of like a jokey, we'll see? Maybe. I don't know. I can't read the guy's mind, but if it was, dude, what are you doing? We talked about it yesterday before Harry informed us of the Adam Schefter report. Like, this is a distraction-free zone. going into the season. Apart from Cam Hayward, it's all about football right now. And now it's the start of the season, and he's the story.
Mm-hmm.
He could have shot it down on his podcast. He also could have spoke to the media at one point or another, and he keeps ignoring them at every turn, which I find to be somewhat hilarious. He could put an end to this.
Yeah,
he
but hasn't. But if there is something going on, I mean, if there is still negotiations and he still wants money, clearly, like, you don't say that, yeah, I'm going to play on your podcast, right? Like, he has a podcast. Like, a lot of players have podcasts now. They speak their mind. Micah Parsons had a podcast, spoke his mind. Like, if you are actually still looking for money, you're going to be like, we'll see.
Then today has to be the day.
Right.
Today has to be the day. And if that was the play, hey, take one last swing at it. I don't love it, but I get it. But do not let it linger beyond today. And the Steelers, it might be draconian. It's old school. They're not going to negotiate a contract in season. That is not going to happen. So if Cam Hayward is prepared to sit out, he better also understand he ain't getting paid. Like, if they don't pay him by today, probably, but if they don't pay him by Sunday, he's not getting an extra dollar or cent the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just better be prepared to sit out just for the sake of sitting out, because you're not getting that money.
Right.
I don't think he'll sit out either.
No.
I just can't imagine him not being out there with his guys.
Right.
Knowing the competitor that he is.
I think that, like, just like you said, I think this is like the final push. Him saying that's the final push. Like, hey, I'm still serious about this. So are you going to do something? If they don't balk at it, then it's like, all right, final play. Bye.
It's the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It's the Cordell Stewart. It's the Doug Flutie.
Yep.
It's the
Aaron Rodgers.
Jim Harbaugh, the Aaron Rodgers. Give it one last college try and see where it lands. But people are pissed, man. I don't think the locker room's pissed, which is important. He got voted as a team captain yet again. But I think if he sits out, again, I don't think he will, but I think if he does sit out, he is going to go from one of really this generation's fan favorites to a villain real damn quick.
Mm-hmm.
And if and when, after he would hold out, he runs back onto the field, he will hear a chorus of boos. And I'd get it from the fan standpoint. I don't think I would ever personally boo Cam Hayward. I just have too much respect for the guy and what he's accomplished in his career. I don't think I'd blame anybody for doing it either. Like, hey, you give it the try. You do everything you can. You try to squeeze some more money out of them, as is your right. You see if they'll cave, as they've done in the past, as they did with Antonio Brown. If they don't, though, strap up. Let's go. Strap it on, baby! I don't think that's the verbiage I wanted. Texter writes in, Adam is a model, but as the before picture.
Before picture.
I should post my picture in the classifieds and be like, hey, if anyone's looking for a before picture, if they're trying to gain some weight, I got it for you right here. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, I accidentally got icy hot on my balls one time. Absolutely nothing worse. The only solution is olive oil.
Mm.
How does one stumble upon that solution?
That's a good question.
I guess you're just trying everything.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's like getting
stung by a jellyfish.
You're supposed to pee on yourself, right?
Yeah, I heard that's a myth, though.
Really?
That's what I heard. Heard it doesn't work.
I got stung by a jellyfish and I peed on myself.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
How do you pee on yourself?
It was my foot.
Oh, it was on your foot? Okay.
You can pee on your foot.
Yeah, you could do that. What if it was on your arm?
Be more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have to get outside urine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a low point in life.
Are you being serious?
I swear, yeah. I got stung by jellyfish.
Well, according to this AI overview of an internet search, no, you should not pee on yourself.
Yeah. So imagine me, right? I'm a wuss. Very low pain tolerance.
Uh-huh.
I am crying. I'm like 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
Step on a jellyfish. Then I pee on myself, which does nothing. So now I'm in pain and covered in my own urine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
texter, there's probably an OnlyFans category for Adams before body. I know I'd have one subscriber, and it's my life partner, my wife.
Kallus would subscribe.
I don't want to watch you being not with clothes on. Although I did want to see you in that leopard thong that one time.
You still haven't paid that off.
Yeah. I got to pay that off you. One of these days. When I get to my after pictures, when I'll throw the leopard thong on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You got that right, buddy.
Okay.
That's on the calendar years down the road.
Are you going to look much better being... How many pounds are you even trying to gain?
I don't know.
He'll just look healthier.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're going for, right?
I'm just going for health.
And just more of an adult.
Right. I look like a child. I look like prepubescent dude, but with more hair.
I don't know if 15 extra pounds is going to make you look any...
Oh, it would.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? It'd be 15 pounds of muscle that I don't have right now. I probably got 2.
I can't picture you with muscle. That's just the problem, I guess.
Me neither.
I can. I can picture you with muscles. For sure.
But we're working at it.
Today, I can picture you ripped up, like maybe 165 pounds.
Oh, yeah!
165 pounds and just kind of ripped.
So sure. how'd you go from fat to skinny and now we want muscle? Like, how'd that happen? Why'd you just turn the fat into muscle?
Buddy, I wish I had. I wish I had gone from fat to slapped, but instead I went from fat to twig. Now I got to build back up. It's a whole deal. It's a roller coaster. Your thoughts on Cam Hayward, 412-928-9370. If he doesn't play, how will you view Cam? How will this change his legacy in your eyes? 412-928-9370. And do you think he actually would miss the game on Sunday?
Kallus, Crowley can't come at you now.
He's in the he left to go to the bathroom.
He did.
20 seconds before we came back on. He said, yeah. I gotta go.
Yep. But I think he expected you to maybe play a spot.
No, he said I'll be back. It'll be quick. He's not back.
Interesting. Very interesting. Do you think he could slap weight on though?
No, I don't think he's gonna be committed enough.
I don't think so either. We've gone through this. I mean, how many times in the last 2-3 years?
And think about how much mutual benefit he could get if he could just bring me along too. Maybe I could make some progress as well.
Well, I think that there's a competitive nature that is going on here, and it's not a healthy competition. I think that he will see you lifting more weights than him, and he will think that you're getting a leg up on him, and that will create you having something over him. And being able to throw that in his face.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even want to show that he is lesser than you.
He doesn't want to show weakness.
He doesn't want to show his weakness, yes. Yeah. Out in front of you.
Kallus can teach me how to lift weights. No way.
No, he won't let that happen.
No.
Now with me, he's like, all right, that's not competition. But I think he looks at you as competition in the weight room.
Right.
Or in fitness.
Yes.
Right. So I think that, he's back. Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, sunshine.
I mean, that's got to be an all-time world record. That was like 90 seconds.
Yeah,
did you
maybe
wipe
less.
Properly? I mean,
it's hard to say.
Oh,
what's up with those urinals in there?
I don't know.
I think the urinals got backed up. There's like,
are you throwing zins in there?
You should dump that. I don't want to. That might really actually be what happened.
First thing I thought of.
Holy hell, that should have been the first thing I thought of.
Yep.
It's me.
Probably.
I'm the problem.
Hi. I'm the problem. It's Crowley.
Taylor Swift. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tomlin, concerned about the Jets' running game.
They got a deep and talented backfield led by Hall and Allen. If you look at the history of their staff, those two kind of represent maybe what Gibbs and Montgomery represented to the Detroit Lions, and we've been looking at it through that lens. Make no mistake, they're both very capable. Allen really burst onto the scene, I thought, a year ago as a rookie out of Wisconsin. Breece Hall is multi-talented.
I agree with Tomlin. I think the Jets want to run the ball, and that's why Justin Fields is there. And I think you're going to see, and listen, it ain't what I'm about to say, but I think it's a reasonable facsimile, like Ravens light. Breece Hall ain't Derrick Henry, and they're not built the same.
Mm-hmm.
and Justin Fields, while he's an incredibly gifted runner, and he's bigger and more physical than Lamar Jackson, he ain't Lamar Jackson. But the Ravens rushed for 299 on you, and we know what Justin Fields is capable of throwing the football. It's not like he's horrendous at it, but his skill set is playmaking with his feet. And I think they're going to do what the Steelers should have done more of last year. Get him on the move. Get him outside the pocket. A lot of QB option stuff. And if Cam Hayward doesn't play and you don't have Derek Harmon, I think they're going to be able to run it all over your ass. So you need Cam Hayward in this game.
You sure do.
And maybe that's why Cam said what he said on the podcast.
Right. They need me.
Mm-hmm.
They need me. I know this. Like, anytime that a player, you know, comes from a different team, usually the team that they are on right now, that coaching staff does whatever it takes and whatever they can to make sure that player flourishes against their former team. So, like, I expect Justin Fields to be Justin Fields all day. You know, they're not going to hold Justin Fields back. They're going to let him go out there and shine against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to run a lot. A lot. He's probably going to throw a decent amount. He's probably going to have a connection with Garrett Wilson, but I expect Justin Fields to be the show for the New York Jets.
I would agree with that, and I think we can have a longer conversation about that later, because I wrote it down. Who's got a bigger axe to grind, Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers? I think you can make a reasonable case for either one. I also think if they put more on Justin Fields' plate, I could see him screwing the game up, because when he has played to his capabilities, utilizing his talents, which they kind of handcuffed him a little bit here in Pittsburgh last year, he's done some spectacular things. He's also turned the ball over a lot. Fumbles, interceptions. Meanwhile, if Tomlin and Arthur Smith say, all right, Aaron, why don't you go and shove it up the backside of the New York Jets? I don't think Rodgers is going to turn the ball over, because historically, no one turns the ball over fewer times in the history of the sport than Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
So if they put it all on Fields and the Steelers said, okay, we're going to put it all on Rodgers, I'll take the Steelers in that matchup.
Okay. I don't know because of Justin Fields' escapability and him being able to actually just do it. And I think that Justin Fields would be like, all right, I think he would settle with throwing for 150 yards but also running for 100 yards.
Sure.
But I think last year he wouldn't have settled for that. He wanted to become a pocket passer. He wanted to, you know, revitalize his quarterback career. I think his mentality was different last year. I think now it's like, yeah, I just want to go beat the Steelers.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if Aaron Glenn says, let's unleash this guy.
I'm pretty sure.
It's not, let's protect the football?
No. Maybe a little bit, but I think for this game, I think they just unleash him. I mean, you're paying him $20 million.
I think that's the best way for the Steelers to win the game is, all right, Justin, go be Superman. If Cam Hayward plays.
Yeah.
If Cam Hayward's not playing, and two of your three starting, at least in the base defensive linemen, ain't going to be out there, I think Justin will have success. And if they're having success early on the ground, then they're going to have success late on the ground. And I don't like that recipe. So Cam's got to play. Do we think he's going to play? If he doesn't, is it going to affect his legacy in your mind? Mike in Freeport wants to chime in. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
It's a Wednesday of ball week.
I wanted to let Kellis know. I really enjoy his insight. I usually am driving to work at that time, and he does a great job.
How about that, Harry?
Absolutely. Yeah, but hey, real quick about the Cam situation. So I'm just like looking at his contract. Since he's been a Steeler, he's made over $160 million, and now. And now he wants more. It's like, how much money do you need? You know, and I know there's a small window that, you know, whenever you're a professional player to make that type of money. But $160 million? Are you kidding me?
I get it, Mike. I don't think you're alone in that feeling either. But it's not just about the money. It's about the principle. I'm trying to get inside Cam Hayward's head. You were an All-Pro last year. You're probably a future Hall of Famer. You were as good last year as you've ever been. And you're the 36th or whatever highest paid defensive lineman in the sport. I don't even know if it's about the money. It's about getting compensated for what you think your worth is. And he thinks he's a top five defensive lineman in football. And hell, he was an All-Pro last year, which means he actually was. So I understand. I just don't think he missed a game on Sunday. Like, you don't be missing that game on Sunday.
No. No, I don't think he will.
I don't think so either. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, I heard Daisy French onion dip is good for jellyfish stings.
Mm. Nice.
What are you supposed to do for a jellyfish sting? Just wait it out? Rub some aloe on it?
No idea. I stay away from jellyfish.
Sustained hot water for 20 minutes.
You chewing back there, Harry?
Yep. A little bit. Mm.
Think about having the audacity to just come on air with a mouthful of food. Just to get in the, just to
it's
get
not
in
a mouthful.
Just to get in a little take about jellyfish. Like, think about that. Think about that. Like, I'm just just put hot water on it. I'm live on air. I gotta get that taken.
He was eating whenever the caller rang in and complimented him. He couldn't even come to the microphone to thank him for the compliment because he was mid bite.
Like literally, like if you were actually paying attention to the clock, you know that we have about 30 seconds to break. Like you couldn't wait 30 seconds to eat whatever you're eating back there before you wanted to talk.
Well, hold up now. This is Awaken 180. So what are we eating back there? Let's talk about it.
Protein wafer.
Ooh.
It's how much lemon flavored?
I like a lemon-flavored wafer, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
You like pit cells?
Yes.
Oh.
Love them.
With a cup of cough?
Yes.
Oh, cough. So good.
Yes. I have one more question then. How come when a caller complimented me, you're the only one that was surprised? Doran and I didn't flinch. You were just like, oh, look, Harry, wow.
You flinched, but you were too busy shoving your face full of lemon. Protein stick. You're supposed to go to the mic then and go, oh, thank you so much, Mike. But you couldn't. That's what happened. Don't get mad at me. We're all very happy when you get complimented. Text us. You could also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do you expect Cam Hayward to sit? And if he does it affect his legacy in your eyes? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Cam Hayward should speak today before practice. That's historically when he talks. Wednesdays, prior to rolling the ball out there. Practice report will come out around 4 o'clock today, so we will know if he practices or not. So hopefully we put a bow on this whole thing. Cam, when asked if he's going to play this weekend on his podcast, said, we'll see. Mike Tomlin said he certainly expects Cam Hayward to go out there and play, so something's got to give, Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
Would his legacy be tarnished if he misses a game here? Mike in Fort Wayne wants to chime in. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mernon.
Well, here's the way the Cam thing. If I'm the Steelers, man, I'm almost insulted by it because I keep going back to the mindset everybody would have had when they sat down at the negotiating table on this last deal because Cam was coming off that 2023 season where, what did he play, like 11 games? Yep. He was injured, 2 sacks. He's in his middle 30s. So everybody's looking at each other like, man, is this it? I feel like the Steelers were generous at that point in time to give him $14 million a year because they could have said, hey, I'm going to give you $5 million a year with incentives. That could have went a whole different direction. So from the Steelers, I'm like, man, we were pretty generous.
I'm not saying you're doing this, Mike, but a lot of people have done this, and thank you so much for the call. And look, I don't want Cam to miss the game on Sunday, and I would definitely think a little bit different about him if he did, but here's the thing people are missing. The Steelers weren't generous. They needed Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
They didn't have anybody behind Cam Hayward.
Right.
Their longest tenured defensive lineman at that point, in terms of a starter, was Larry friggin' Ogunjobi, who made a play every 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They had not done a good enough job backfilling the roster behind Cam Hayward. And so, oh, wow, they really gave Cam a handout. No, they needed him. And if he didn't play, they were going to suck worse than they even did. So they needed to pay Cam Hayward.
And do they need him now?
Damn right they need him now. Damn right they need him now, which is why I think your take initially to begin the show, why Cam said we'll see, is, hey, one last shot at this thing, because he knows they need him. Here's the thing, though. Let's say he doesn't play and they get worked and the Jets run all over him because you don't have Harmon either. It's not like the Steelers will pay him then. Like the window.
They might.
I don't think they're going to break that kind of precedent.
Man, they've broken every other one.
I think there's at least one they'll never break, and that's negotiating in season.
Hmm.
I would be stunned if they break that precedent.
I think that they think that Cam Hayward's not going to sit out, though.
Yeah.
I think that they are going to, like, he can negotiate all he wants, but I think at the end of the day, they know that they can, you know.
You call his bluff?
Yeah, call his bluff.
Yeah.
And see, and understand, like, he's not going to sit out this football game. So it's like, but we're not going to pay you. You could say all you want. We're not going to pay you. You're still going to play.
I think that the reasonable thing to do would have been, like, weeks ago, just give him $6 million and then you bury it. But at this point, I'm calling the bluff.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't sitting out.
I don't think so.
There's no chance he sits out. He can't sit out. Because, and I think Starkey was really eloquent on this yesterday, Cam cares about what people think about him. He cares about his reputation. Who doesn't care about their reputation to at least an extent? He doesn't want to be the guy that sits out. He's a leader. And maybe it's not the reputation of the fan base. I do think he cares about that, because if he didn't, he wouldn't fight with people as much as he does online. I think it's his teammates. And I don't think all his teammates swing to the side of the Steelers and ownership if he sits out, but I do think some dudes will be like, man, why, you're really not going to come out there and play with us? Like, guys don't like to talk about other dudes' money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most players understand, and you would know this better than I do, they understand, hey, you got to do what you got to do. But I think when you start missing games, if you're a so-called leader, and if you're viewed as the leader in the clubhouse, the locker room, the dressing room, what have you, I think that's when guys start to go, come on, man.
I mean, who steps in the spot if he misses Sunday as a captain?
Daniel Equale.
As a captain?
Oh, as a captain?
Right. Like, so you're just going to be one less captain? That's a weird, like...
Jalen Ramsey.
That's a weird view. Like, oh, our captain's not even here.
Our captain's skipping out.
Yep.
That's why it's such a bad look if you don't play. I don't know who the other captain would be. Who's the defensive captain now? Patrick Queen had been here for a year. Jalen Ramsey's been here for 2 minutes. Joey Porter Jr., he's the third corner.
Alex Highsmith, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe.
That's a good one. Strong, firm handshake, that Alex Highsmith.
Yeah.
From the University of Charlotte, right?
Yes.
That's who's playing North Carolina this weekend. By the way, I peeped the UNC football schedule. I think they're going to be fine.
They don't have anybody.
Oh, my God, dude. It's a walk in the park.
Really?
It's the easiest ACC schedule at any team. It has to be. They play Charlotte, then they play Richmond, so they should be sitting there at 2-1. And then they open up with, they got like Stanford in there. Stanford's going to be god-awful. They lost to Hawaii. I think we're going to look up at the end of the year and be like, okay.
That's
they went
decent.
Like 6-6 or 7-5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an aside.
I think they have to start Johnson, Max Johnson, Brad Johnson's son.
Is that Brad Johnson's son?
And the tight end is the brother. He threw a touchdown to. Isn't that crazy? He broke his leg. Great story.
He broke his leg? Great story?
Yeah, it's a great... He literally broke his like femur.
Came back,
and now he's playing. And you should see the picture of the stitches. It's crazy.
I can't look at that stuff.
Brad Johnson's son, yeah.
Steelers beat Brad Johnson back in the paper champion days, and then I don't think it was around Christmas time. I don't think the Buccaneers lost again after that. They won the Super Bowl. That defense was so good.
Yeah. Simeon Rice and Brooks.
Oh, Brooks. Warren Sapp.
Barber.
Lynch, Barber. Oh! They were fun to watch. That offense didn't have to do jack. Brad Johnson was fine, but he didn't have to do anything.
No.
They had Allstott and those dudes.
Work
done.
Yep.
He could run.
Yes, he could.
Lightning and thunder.
Thunder and lightning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Texter, Black and Benton will fill the void. Look, I'm bullish on Black as well, but I ain't here to tell you that a mid-round defensive lineman is someone you can count on. Hey, maybe he comes out and is excellent. He had 2 sacks in the final preseason game. I am bullish on him. I think he is part of the solution. But all of a sudden, he's got to start. And if Cam Hayward doesn't play, all of a sudden, he's going to have to play a lot. And he's going to have to be good. And if, man, you could just see the trickle-down effect. And this is why Cam's got a little bit of leverage here. The trickle-down effect is they believe in their linebacker core. Well, if their defensive linemen aren't good, and the linebackers aren't going to be effective. And in the trickle down, the domino effect there is, well, a bad one. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Zoe Saldana is on a commercial there on the TV. So I throw a Google search in there. 47 years old.
She looks good.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. 47.
She hasn't aged one bit.
Good for you, Zoe.
Uh-huh.
She looks good when she's green.
Yep.
She looks good when she's not green.
Blue.
Blue and Avatar, and then that led us down a wormhole where Matt Damon, because of the Bourne series, had a scheduling conflict, turned down Avatar, cost himself $250 million.
Yep, $250 million.
I watched Avatar once.
Same here, in the theaters.
Me too. Yep. And it was a great visual experience, not something I wanted to go see again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the number one?
I think it just got passed by something.
Okay.
Highest grossing movie?
I just remember one line, and I think it was Zoe. Might be wrong. I trusted you! I trusted you! That's all that sticks out in my mind, and a bunch of blue people running around.
Oh, it is still. Endgame is, Endgame is second.
Endgame was badass. Matt Damon estimated net worth of $170 million, but he would have had like $250 million on top of that.
Jeez.
Yikes. Wowza!
Matt Damon's worth that much money.
Good for him.
I've never sat down and watched a full movie, full Matt Damon movie.
You ever watched The Departed?
In pieces.
You never saw The Whole Departed?
No, not from start to finish.
Are we quizzing Crowley tomorrow about movies?
Yes.
Okay. So, Harry, you're going to get the Thursday off. That's going to be great for you. And I'm going to get to look like a fool.
Yeah, maybe
Boston
too.
Well, I might participate too, so whatever you don't know at first, I can try to swoop in and...
Are we going to be a team, you and me?
No. It's more of a competition. It's like, if you can't get it, but I get it, then that makes you look bad, and that makes me happy.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us at 8 o'clock on that Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cam Hayward expected to speak today and clear the air on these contract matters. We're going to take your calls on Hayward, and if he were to sit out on Sunday, what that would do to his legacy. Anthony in Oakland, Kyle in Indiana, others on hold at 412-928-9370. We will get to you. We're also going to try something a little bit different in the next segment. We're going to run Mike Tomlin through the BS meter. So we'll play some of the noteworthy Mike Tomlin clips and determine whether or not what he's saying he actually believes. But like I mentioned, we will take your calls. We'll continue to take them on Cam Hayward. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.